Well, Niven Rennie is president of the Association of Scottish Police Superintendents. I spoke to him just before we came on air.
Well, my first reaction is sadness, because I've worked with Sir Stephen for 8 years and I've got to know him fairly well. And he is a very good and loyal public servant, very strong-willed individual at times, but he's been a great servant to policing in Scotland. I think he's had to go now because of the constant barrage of criticism which has been aimed at him personally. And although being a strong-willed individual, you're always human, and there's inevitability when you reach that level of criticism that it takes its toll, and I think the individual has had enough.
Do you think there could be valid criticisms of the organisation or the way it was done, but instead he was used as a sort of lightning rod for those criticisms?
Well, I think it was inevitability about forming a single force, having one chief constable. You had one target. I mean, Sir Stephen doesn't walk the beat on a daily basis, but he's held responsible for the people who do, and that's a natural consequence. But I would challenge that there's been a great deal of mistakes made by the organisation. There have been some, and we'd recognise that, but there's also been a great deal of success. And my worry would be that we lose sight of successes that Sir Stephen House has delivered amongst the barrage of criticism that we level at him.
What would you say those successes were then?
Well, just actually taking 8 very strong police forces and the Scottish Drug and Crime Enforcement Agency into one and making it a work was a success in itself.
Did he make enemies doing that?
I don't think he made enemies. I think people who came from the legacy forces would always have a loyalty and a view that their force was a strong force, providing a good service. And I would certainly subscribe to that view. But the formation of Police Service of Scotland shouldn't have taken away from that. I think some people felt it did. But that was a decision taken at a political level. That wasn't Sir Stephen's decision. And I still think that it was the correct decision. So I don't know if he made enemies in that respect, but certainly some people saw him again as a focus for it.
Your counterpart in the Scottish Police Federation, Brian Doherty, as chairman, said that there were always fears that the single service could be susceptible to political interference. And he says some people need to consider that. Do you think there's been political interference?
I think there has been political interference. I think the by natural extension, if you form a single force, it's formed by the government of the day, then criticism levelled at a single force is also criticism of the government. I think, as far as I recall, there was quite a cross-party support for the formation of the Police Service of Scotland, but we have an election next year. It's seen as a soft underbelly of the government, and therefore it's been under attack by a variety of political parties for that reason.
There's also been an attack on the idea that it is, I mean, OK, it's a single force, but that it's not being responsive to local concerns about, for instance, the carrying of weapons in places like Inverness, where it's never seen before. Should there be more local accountability as well as accountability to the national politicians?
Well, I think that's two separate issues, Bill. I think the first one about the carrying of weapons, that was poorly handled, I think, by the service. I think if we had got our communication structure correct at that time, we could have allayed a lot of the fears. It's actually some of the comment in the media has been ill-informed in that respect. There's very few officers in Scotland who actually carry guns, and they certainly weren't on routine patrols. But with regard to localism, that's been one of the issues that our association has been pushing for the last few months, that we would like to see a greater autonomy for our local commanders. We believe you don't need to be a chief constable in your local community to deliver policing services. You can have some autonomy as a local commander and adapt your services to meet your communities within a national umbrella, overseen by an executive team and a chief constable.
So is it time for a reorganisation within the service, do you think, when Sir Stephen goes?
I don't think it's a reorganisation within the service. I just think it's perhaps allowing the local commanders to have a little bit more autonomy. I think in the early days, bringing these 8 forces into one required a strong hand and a strong will and an element of determination and corporacy. Perhaps it's now time to release that a little and allow the local commanders a little bit more headroom.
That's Niven Rennie, who's president of the Association of Scottish Police Superintendents.